we turn to a man who we turn to often when there's something that has happened that we can't quite figure out from a law enforcement standpoint, other than what we know is that the law enforcement here was spectacular, incredible police work, apprehending the shooter in 3 to 5 minutes from the first 911 call, and then the number of people who arrived on the scene to help in any way. Andy Arena is a former special FBI agent in charge of the Detroit Division. He served with great distinction. He's currently Detroit Crime Commission Executive Director. And I turn to you, Andy, knowing I don't think you have an answer that all of us are looking for today, and that is, how can we be sure when we send our kids off to school that they'll be safe?
Paul, good morning. Yeah, I don't have an answer. I just sent my daughter off to high school. I sent my wife off to school she works in. I spoke to my daughter who's in freshman in college, and, you know, I don't have an answer. You know, just it's the world we live in. It's a strange world. There's just a lot, so much anger and angst out there. You know, at training, I know a lot of schools will be doing lockdown training today. But you know, it is the world we live in. You know, Paul, you mentioned at the top, the reaction, time of the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, and it is incredible. You know, we have a mass shooting like this, and it was certainly a terrible situation. It could have been, much worse, and, their response time to those 911 calls was incredible. And, you know, they did their training. That's what law enforcement does. I know that's what schools do today. There's so much training. Unfortunately, we have to train because this is becoming more of the norm, in our society. And so, you know, their training, they kicked in, they went directly into that school and they did what they had to do to stop this. And so, you know, I certainly applaud, you know, Sheriff Bouchard and Under Sheriff Mike McCabe, guys I know very well. They're professionals, and Oakland County's lucky to have a department like that.
That is the truth. And they also, under Michael's and Mike McCabe's, under Michael Bouchard's leadership with his national experience, has brought to the table to the school special training that has been, I think, extremely important. This Marie Osborne, our news person assigned to the story, this ALICE training that they've had at the Oxford schools, and knowing what to do, God forbid you find yourself in this situation. In fact, all the people in the hospitals, the deputies, all police personnel, the EMTs, everybody has been trained for a moment like this, and it's awfully tough to be trained for something you hope and pray you never have to use that training. But when they did need to use it yesterday, they did it, from what everything I can see, Andy, flawlessly. Everybody.
Yep. Paul, everything that I've read, looking at the, you know, let's go start with the schools. It looked to me as though they did what they were trained to do, right? The ALICE training, basically the lockdown training, the run, hide, fight training, they did it. And they did it perfectly. And I think that saved. Unfortunately, we have some dead students in. It's terrible, but it could have been worse. And so it looks like they did the right thing. And the same thing with law enforcement. When they responded quickly, they responded in force, and they went in and neutralized the situation as quickly as possible. So, you know, training is boring and training is tedious. And why are we doing this? Well, this is why we do it.
Yeah,
this is exactly why we do it.
Yeah. I got to say, before we run out of time, Andy Arena with us, a former special FBI agent in charge of the Detroit Division, currently Detroit Crime Commission Executive Director. Everything he does, he has served with distinction, and we appreciate you, Andy, and all of that over the years we've been talking to you. But I do want to say something here, and I think we'll have her on tomorrow. When the governor said, every parent's worst nightmare, I was, as a parent, crying with her. As she showed her emotion, she also showed what she's made of by not using the moment to distastefully politicize what happened. I am waiting for the next politician to do that, because they will. It'll be all about gun control. There's a time and place for that argument, that conversation. But I salute the governor for not falling into that at that moment. She was well above that, and I just, because I would have criticized her if she did, I want to congratulate her and thank her for not doing that. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
Oh, yeah, and you would have been right to criticize any politician who uses this. And you see it, Paul W., every time we
all
have a shooting like this.
All the time.
It's disgusting.
Yep.
And, you're exactly right. We need to have an adult conversation. And then not just gun control, it's mental health. It's a big picture discussion we need to have. And we don't seem to be able to have it as a society. Why? Because we politicize it. You know, let's get the politics out of it. What's the best way to go forward?
And
no silver bullet, right?
We've already learned what politicizing everything can be like, and that includes the pandemic. How many lives were cost because it was politicized? And we created a situation where you have the people who believe and the people who don't believe. And that's sad and unfortunate. Andy, you don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. There probably is no answer if we want to continue to live in the greatest country in the world and in a free society like we have in America. There's no quick and easy answer, but there are many things to look at and think about that go well beyond guns. But on the other hand, who has control of that gun? But that goes to the mental health issues. Andy, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.